News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a recent report suggesting that a United Ireland would cost 400 billion euros is widely inaccurate, according to DCU's Vice President of Research, John Doyle. And Edgar Morgan-Ross, economics professor at DCU, who co-authored that original report, joins us now. Good morning to you, Edgar. He goes on to say that these figures in your report are not even a worst case scenario. They're just wrong. What's your response to that?
Good morning, Ciara. I think, first of all, it's worth noting that in this whole debate around potential costs of United Ireland, Northern Ireland is typically taken in some kind of isolation, and the wider effects are kind of ignored. The other thing I note quite often is that political opinions seem to matter to what outcome, what calculations you end up with. And I would take some of those.
So are you suggesting if you're in favour of United Ireland, you'll think the price tag is a little bit lower than if you're somebody who's maybe a bit more indifferent to it?
That certainly seems to be my impression from the debate around this issue in general. Now, in terms of what John Doyle seems to have said, and I only have the Irish Times report, and I didn't see him yesterday in the Oireachtas Committee, and I haven't read his opening statement. Certainly, in terms of what is reported in the Irish Times, there is a gross misrepresentation of what we actually put into our report. So, you know, he takes a particular number from our report, but ignores the fact that we have a range of numbers. And the criticism he has, we actually have a set of numbers that excludes some of the things he has a problem with.
What he has had a problem with, from what I can see, is public sector pay. He says that's been miscalculated. Pensions have been miscalculated. So, and state debt.
So what he's looking at is the potential for extra tax revenue from increased wages and pensions in Northern Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we calculated our numbers with increased taxes, increased pensions and wages, and without. So we actually have a number there that would completely,
okay.
would be completely different to what he's claiming. The second thing is that he's ignoring is that an extra euro spent on a wage or a pension in Northern Ireland has to be found, first of all. And so there has to be taxes raised somewhere to find this. So you're down 1 euro. You might get a little bit of that back. So it isn't like the increased wages are a net benefit. They're actually a net loss.
He did say that he didn't see wages being equalised north and south of the border instantly. He was talking about a runoff of 15 years. He said they ran it off for 30 years in Germany.
We do that either. We actually did it with and without.
Okay.
So you can have anything in between. So again, that's what I'm saying is misrepresenting what we actually have in our report. And again, this is ultimately a political decision.
In
Germany.
But I suppose, and I should point out that we did actually invite John Doyle onto the program, but we by the time we went to air at this hour, we haven't heard back as yet. I'm sure he will give comment later on somewhere, but. So you're basically saying you stand over your figures, Edgar, is that correct?
Absolutely. We stand over our figures. And in fact, I think some of what John seems to have claimed yesterday is quite interesting in the sense that it shows a lack of knowledge about regional growth and development. And that there is an extensive literature going over decades with thousands of research papers, which seem to be utterly ignored analysis.
Thank you very much for coming on and that rebuttal. We do appreciate it. That is Edgar Morgan-Roth there, economics professor at DCU, who co-authored the original report.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.